You know, what we need for this kind of wicked game is the legitimate outright aggression. I mean, how about boxing? It really has got some very prominent athletes. Here's just one. There is no sport that so much as this one promotes the spirit of attack. Demands lightning decisions and trains the body steep dexterity. This race, in my power. And Abel certainly made good use of boxing terms at the area of pause in years leading up to the war. He had even the German boxer Max Schmeling as a test of his racial theories. So when, in 1936, Schmeling beat the great black American heavyweight Joe Louis over 12 rounds, a Nazi German described boxing as not only sport, but a question of prestige for our race. And another German favourite, Simon de Montfort, demanding that France, England and white North America should celebrate a victory which had changed the fundamentals of the movement and clearly demonstrated to them the superiority of white intelligence. And in Harlem, half a million people took to the streets giving mock Nazi salutes and shouting, "Heil Louis!" Well, this extraordinary illustration of the manner in which boxing has symbolically harnessed racial and political divisions comes from you by hashtag boxing, peaceful fashion, together with Loic Macron, best wishes to the team, best wishes to the author of Body and Soul, no boxing, apprentice but there I am saying, those joining us,
he'll be a traitor.
Used to work for the journalists, the politicians particularly, the writers, and the election campaign. So, John McCain,
But they're still slugging it out, aren't they? Are you interested in bringing this idea of what I hadn't known about before, of a flat?